CQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Then give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG-Q portion. Before calling the individual radio frequency groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. Early check-ins, we have 13 of them, and I will first recognize my husband, W2MJB, who is nearby in the ham shack here. Next, I'd like to recognize Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM and N4IEI. Next, I have Mr. Mel checking in from Prosperity, K4XMR, and Chris from Liberty, KO4QLG. Next up, I have Leroy checking in from Taylor's, KA5WLL, and Mr. Andy checking in from Table Rock, KI4LZI. Next up, I have Chris checking in from Greenville, KO4RUR, and Jack, KJ4UHF, also checking in from Greenville. Next up, I have Pat Alden, K4OSH. Mr. Jim, checking in from Pelzer, KW4TS. Marshall, checking in from Jacksonville, Florida, W4MKH. And Mr. Bill, checking in from Anderson, KC4W. Want to thank all those people for taking advantage of the early check-in capabilities that we have. Just go to the BRARS.cc webpage and select net pre-check-in, and you can fill in your information there. And that way, if you have something else going on and you don't have a chance to gather around the radio in the evening, you can check in on our net ahead of time. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to give an opportunity for any new hams to check in. Anyone new to the hobby or newly licensed, newly upgraded, this is an opportunity for you to check in ahead of the rest of the group. We'll get to know you a little bit, and I can walk you through the process if you're not comfortable with it yet. If you are comfortable, you're welcome to check in at this time as well. We'd like to recognize our new hams. So, any new hams that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or just come on your radio and say net control and I'll walk you through the process. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to go to Echolink stations. Echolink stations, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, South Carolina, and I'll hang around.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. this time, I'd like to welcome our friend John, checking in from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. I have you down for some rag too later. I always like hearing about what the latest things that are going on in the stars. So hopefully there's some fun events, or just like pointing out how bright Jupiter is, or any of those things. So those are always interesting. So thank you for hanging around for rag too later. And I also have you checked in. Tonight, being Monday night, we will begin with the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel. Please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Scan Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight. Thank you.
HTP. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Candler, North Carolina, and we'll stick around tonight too, Wendy.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Patrick, checking in from Penrose, KO4HKX. Thank you for joining us tonight, Patrick. I hope you have a good evening. Next up, I'd like to welcome Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Thank you for checking in tonight, Harry, and I have you down for some rag chew later. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP. Out of turn, Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot, India. Name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4 Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont, and we'll just be in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Air control. To Kilo Fox 4, Charlie Kilo Tango. And John, I'm in Honey of Pay. I just got through calling Anderson there. So. That's Kilo Fox 4, Charlie Kilo Tango. John and Honey Pipe. Good evening to all on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Don, checking in from Piedmont, KG4PFI. And Don brings along his wife, Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, and please pass along our greetings to Miss Linda. Next, I'd like to welcome John, checking in from Honeypath, KF4CKT. John, thank you for checking in tonight. John is the Monday night net controller for the Anderson net. That net is at 8:30 each night. So check in on Mondays to meet up with John. All right, we'll give one more opportunity here for anyone in the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is India Through Lima. India Through Lima, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
4HTP. It's always nice to hear your friendly net. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Kilo, 4. Juliet, Delta, in Greer. I will be in and out this evening. Over.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Great to hear you on the radio tonight, Mr. James. Next up, I'd like to welcome our friend Larry and his wife, Miss Donna, from Greer, KK4JBQ, and KC4MFK. Thank you for checking in tonight, Larry. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Donna, and I hope you're having a good night out your direction. Next, I'd like to welcome Joe, checking in from Greer, KK4JD. Thank you for joining us tonight. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group India through Lima to check in. India through Lima. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you're ready to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred, mobile around Piedmont tonight. 73 to you, Wendy, and all in the net. I will be negative and negative.
4HTP. This is KO4 NUE, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. I'll hang around for some rag to you, Wendy. Thank you so much for calling the net.
HTP. Pleasure to hear your lovely voice on the radio again, Wendy. Please check in. Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike. Fault in Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Fred, checking in mobile in Piedmont, KO4NNH. Thank you for joining us tonight, Fred. Hope you have a safe drive. Next up, I'd like to welcome Chad, checking in from Campobello, KO4NUE. Thanks for joining us tonight, Chad, and I have you down for some rag chew later. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Walt, you're so awesome. Thanks for checking in tonight. Walt is our Tuesday night net controller, so he'll be up tomorrow. All right, we'll give another opportunity at this time for anyone in the group, Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
In Kilo Foxtrot 4, November, H-Ray, Yankee, David. I'm in Southern Greenville County. Check me in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time, I'd like to welcome Mr. David, checking in from Southern Greenville County, KF4NXY. Thank you for joining us tonight, David. Hope you have a good evening. At this time, I will move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. If you're ready to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
In Whiskey November for Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, not you. Good evening to you and all the net.
4HTP. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. This is Anna, and I'm in Campobello, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, Wendy. I love to hear you call the net.
HTP. Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard Raymond. No traffic, no round table.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, checking in from Lyman, WN4S. Thank you for joining us tonight, Chris. Next up, I'd like to welcome Anna, checking in from Campobello, KO4RYP. Thank you, Miss Anna. Next, I'd like to welcome Richard checking in from Greenville. K4ROW. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Richard. I hope you are having a good evening. At this time, we'll give another opportunity for those in the group Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
For Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith in Columbus. Just check me in and out tonight, Wendy.
KN4HTP. Oh, Bravo 4, Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
HTP. Can you please check in? Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. K4 XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
4HTP. Check in. Kilo Mike 4 Victor India X-ray. John in Greenville. Negative and negative. Have a great night. Thank you for hosting the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Keith, checking in from Columbus. KE4ZHF, thank you for joining us tonight, Keith. Next up, I'd like to recognize Dan, checking in from Greer. KB4ZVM, thank you for joining us tonight, Dan. Then I'd like to welcome Tommy, checking in from Southern Greenville County. K4XB. Hope you're having a good evening out your direction, Tommy. And then I'd like to recognize John checking in from Greenville, KM4VIX. Hope you have a good night as well. Is there anyone else at this time in the group Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Number 1, X-ray, radio, radio, Michael, and traveler's rest, I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Kilo 4, Z Alpha Whiskey, K4ZAW, this is Amos, and I'm mobile headed to Southern Greenville County.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Michael, checking in from Traveler's Rest, N1XRR. Thank you for joining us tonight, Michael. And then I'd like to welcome Mr. Amos, checking in. He is mobile in Greenville County, K4ZAW. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Amos. Hope you have a safe drive. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us to the next alphabetical group, which tonight is Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Sierra, KO4DZS, Scott and Pendleton.
Steven Wendy, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Always good to hear you calling that. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HTP. Hey, Mark in the net, please check in. Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at Allman Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Mark and all on the net.
For HTP. Andy, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
And 4HTP. Check in Whiskey Bravo 4, November, Uniform, Uniform. WB4NUU, Robert and Art, thank you.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Scott, checking in from Pendleton, KO4DZS. Thank you for joining us tonight, Scott. Next, I'd like to recognize Kurt, checking in from Greenville, KM4BLH. Thank you also for joining us tonight. Next, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. And that polite repeater of ours waited for you to let unkey the mic before it broadcast its Morse code there. So I like our polite repeater. Anyway, thank you for checking in tonight, Dave. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, checking in from Easley, and his wife, Miss Joy, KI4DOS and K3JOY. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Joy. Next, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Hope you're having a good evening out your way, Mr. Dave. And then I'd like to recognize Robert, checking in from Arden, WB4NUU. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Robert. Is there anyone else in the group, Alpha through Delta? Alpha through Delta that would like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP. Wendy, please call K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, and we live in Pickens. And negative and negative, and good evening to all.
N4HTP. N Whiskey 4 Alpha Papa Bravo. This is Jack over in Mills River, and I'm in and out this evening. Thank you.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Roland from Pickens, K1CJW. Thank you for joining us tonight. I hope you are having a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Jack, checking in from Mills River, W4APB. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Jack. At this time, I'll take a break from our radio frequency check-ins and go back to Echolink for a moment. Echolink stations, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Echolink stations, you're welcome to listen in. No need to check in, but if you'd like to, just go ahead and jump in when there's a pause on the radio. All right, we'll go ahead and open our check-ins up to the big group, which is Alpha through Zulu. All the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Anyone that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Check in and out. Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, W4MAG. And also Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike. That's my wife, Pam. And this is Melvin, by the way, in Hendersonville. Thanks for calling the net.
4HTP. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
TP. Please tell Mark I said hello. Please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC. Mike in Western Greenville County. Be negative and negative. 73 to you and all on the net.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform, November. I say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November, Nelson, in Greenville, and en route to Spartanburg. Negative and negative. Over.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Melvin and Ms. Pam, checking in from Hendersonville. W4MHE and KZ4PAM. Thank you for joining us tonight. Next up, I'd like to welcome Ms. Lorena, checking in from Piedmont, KK4ONO, and she brings along Mr. Rick and Ms. Michelle, KK4DMW, and KM4MOQ. Ms. Lorena, please give our greetings to Mr. Rick and Ms. Michelle. Next up, I'd like to welcome Matt, checking in from Greenville, WG4MC. Good to hear you, Matt. I will pass along your greetings to Mark and hope you are having a good evening. Next, I'd like to recognize Nelson, checking in mobile in Greenville, KO4GUN. Thank you for joining us tonight, Nelson. Is there anyone else? We're checking in all the way through the alphabet. Anyone that would like to check in at all is welcome and invited to do so. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Control. Check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, X-ray Charlie, KK4, FXC. Name is Brian and I'm mobile.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Brian. He is mobile, KK4FXC. Thank you for joining us tonight, Brian, and I hope you have a safe drive. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for check-ins before we go to RAC 2. Anyone that would like to check in all the way through the alphabet, you are welcome invited to check in. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC 2s. So first up, I have my friend John, KN4RJN. We got some rain today. How about you? What was the weather like up in Brown Summit?
This is KN4RJN. We had a thunderstorm come through, and it came down kind of hot and heavy there for a little while. And then the sun broke out, and then it clouded up again, got a little bit more rain, and then that moved on. And the last time I looked outside, it was fairly clear skies. Jupiter is bright in the sky this evening, as well as Saturn. And currently, I don't have my scope out, but let me look here. Jupiter, at least three of the moons, if you have a scope on it, three of the moons are visible to the one side of it. Ganymede, Callisto, and Europa. Io is kind of hiding behind it right now. Saturn's up. There's virtually no moon tonight, and it won't get up until, well, close to sunset, or sunrise, excuse me. We're almost on the new moon. So, if it's clearer down your way and you've got a pair of binoculars or a scope, go out and take a look at the sky. Altair is running up above, is pretty bright in the sky right now, with above Saturn. Vega, way up high, is a bright star just almost directly overhead. The Neb is a little bit further up, is fairly bright this evening. And what else is floating around out there? Uranus is up, but you can't see that without a scope, a good scope. It's way out there. Capella just broke horizon just a little while ago, and will be up above trees and buildings and things here in about an hour or so. But other than that, I got the big scope out the other night, and now it's sitting in the kitchen because I've got nowhere to put it. And dragging it in from the garage is a bit much, so I've got it put together and sitting in the sitting in the window next to my smaller scope. That takes two people to get that out there, so we don't get that out there very often. But But we did get a scope on Jupiter the other night and saw the moons and got the big scope on Saturn, so you could actually almost count the rings. We had a good time. Other than that, I'm learning how to walk again, and almost to the point where I can walk, you know, without the cane, unless I decide I want to turn around, and then I need it sideways motion still a bit much. But other than that, how are you and Mark doing?
N4RJM, this is KN4HTP. That is really cool to see the three moons of Jupiter. It would be weird to live on a planet with more than one moon, I have to say, but nice to picture. And it sounds like you're in less pain. Your voice sounds like, even though you reported that you indeed are and are more mobile, I can tell that you're feeling better. So that is great. We haven't checked the rain gauge. Well, I haven't checked the rain gauge today, but we did. It started raining last night, but I don't think we got a gully washer, or as someone around here said, which I absolutely loved, a frog strangler. There are so many fun ways to say you got a heavy rainstorm. That's one of my favorites. I put that one in my journal. Mark's been working on the yard. He's putting in I call it a terrace, but it's a wall to keep the hill in hill form. And it's going to make it easier for me to plant a vegetable garden next year, so that'll be nice. But I'm still harvesting peppers and tomatoes, which are great. I really miss the fresh cucumbers. They were my favorite this year. But my favorite changes from year to year, so there's really no way of knowing. So next year I'll probably plant a lot of cucumbers, and then it won't be my favorite. It'll be something else. So it's nice to still have the harvest. Looking into planning a visit to go up to see my sister in Detroit sometime this fall. It's weird to think that, you know, it's not 80 degrees at her house. They're probably wearing coats. Max was telling me the other day it was in the 50s for the high, and he had to wear a coat. And he lives in the Rocky Mountains. So we sure are spoiled this time of year, aren't we, with warm temperatures?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, my wife went up to visit her mother up in Indiana and was trying to figure out how to get some warm things into a bag that she could still do with a carry-on so she wouldn't have to check one. And it turns out it was actually warmer up in Indiana than it was down here that week. But I'm sure that's not the case right now. But, yeah, it's all things considered. Although all my hummingbirds, I think, have migrated. That little cold snap we had here a few days ago, I think, is convinced them all to head south, so they've all disappeared. But and the squirrels are digging up the mulch around my one tree and scattering it everywhere. But other than that, you know, the weather's, you know, been fairly decent, all things considered. We're supposed to get a little cooler here soon.
Hearing fewer birds, and I haven't spotted a hummingbird. I don't have a feeder out, but I spot them in our yard sometimes. But there are more mosquitoes than there used to be. At least it seems like when it was hotter, there were fewer mosquitoes, and now that I can enjoy more time outside, it seems like there are more. But that could be a false correlation there. Could just be the fact that I'm outside more, so I notice more. Or it could be that there are more because it's cooler. Who knows?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I hadn't noticed that many mosquitoes. Of course, we were sitting out the other night, and there were several wrens just darting back and forth. And I thought, what in the world are we doing? I finally figured out they're catching bugs. Hopefully mosquitoes. But they haven't bothered us too much here. And we've got a creek that runs out back. Of course, mosquitoes prefer stagnant water as opposed to running water. But haven't had too many, haven't had too much problem with mosquitoes around here. I think the birds are getting them, or they just don't like this particular area, but that's fine too. Yeah, I saw a thing, a meme on the on Facebook here a few days ago that, you know, it's that time of year when neighbors start showing up at your door with zucchini. And I thought of you. So if you plant too many cucumbers, just, you know, start going around the neighborhood and pawning them off on your neighbors, I guess. In any event, I know Harry's out there. He's got a good animal story or something going on out there, and there's a couple other folks lined up for Ag too. So I'm going to back on out of here, say 73s, and say hello to Mark for me, and this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. Thanks for sticking around for some Rag 2. It was nice to hear how you're doing. Yeah, I can see myself doing that, running around giving away a zucchini. You're lucky you're so far away, or I'd dump a lot of cucumber on you next year. All right, I'll get serious again. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'll take a moment here and see if there's anyone listening in that would like to check in. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Anyone that would like to check in, you are welcome to do so. Please call net control.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Mobile. Scott, Greenville, negative, negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Scott checking in. He is mobile in Greenville, KX4YM. Thank you for joining us tonight, Scott. Good to have you gather around the radio with us. So thank you for tuning in. All right, we'll go ahead and move to my next RAG 2 volunteer, which is my friend Harry, KC4EZN. What's the weather been like up your direction, Mr. Harry?
KN4HTP, KC4EZN. Good evening, Wendy and John. Still listening. It was really good to hear the change in the tone of his voice from last time. I could hear the progress there, and that was good to hear. Weather up here has been off and on, soggy and sunny. I noticed today it went through two or three cycles of that. It rained some yesterday. Had a good day Saturday. We were down in Kiowa Island Wednesday to Wednesday last week to this week, and when I got home, I had grass to mow, and my yard had not been mowed since Fred came through, and wound up having to do some work on my lawnmower. The water got up high enough in my backyard that it wet the bottom of the mower deck, and the blades got rusted and didn't want to turn. So anyway, got that fixed and got the grass mowed, and enjoyed a good day Saturday. It's really, really pretty. Found out that I'm not quite as young as I used to be, so having a quiet day today and yesterday was good. But anyway, we enjoyed our trip down to the Charleston area, and sitting out on the deck at the condominium we were at, my son-in-law pointed his phone at the sky, and he said, "Well, there's Jupiter, and over there's Saturn," and it was clear enough down there that we could actually see the Milky Way. It turned out really, really nice. So anyway, I think things are back to normal here. I've still got a huge tree in my side yard that's going to turn into firewood, and then I'll have to pay somebody to come drag the bigger part of the way, because it's about 2 feet diameter at the base, and it's an oak tree, and that's just bigger than I can deal with. But everything else is kind of normal. And then this morning I had an interesting experience. I've been teaching merit badges online, and I had a group of scouts from Cambodia this morning. I started at 6 o'clock, and it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon where they were at, and it was kind of interesting being able to do something like that that far away. And what really surprised me was about half the class was from Cambodia, and the other half the class was from East Coast, and about half of them actually showed up this morning at 6 o'clock, so that was kind of a fun thing to watch. We'll bounce it back into your court, Wendy. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KZ4EZN, this is KN4HTP, ATP. Kiowa Island, Island sounds really nice. What kind of, well, you said you were at a condominium, but so is it, do you enjoy time walking on the beach or fishing or anything along those lines, or were you more into enjoying the amenities of Charleston?
A bit of all of it. I'm not a big one just to lay out in the sun and roast myself. Our son-in-law and daughter and a couple of the grandchildren came, which was real nice to see them because they live in California and we hadn't seen them in 2 years. And son-in-law had a business meeting scheduled in New Orleans and Tropical Storm Fred kind of wiped that out, and he had rented this condominium through an Airbnb for after that, so they didn't cancel that. But walked on the beach a little bit, got my feet wet. That was about as deep as I wanted to go, and then did a little bit of looking around in downtown Charleston. Took a harbor trip. Took a couple of plantation trips, and rest of the time just sat on the deck and looked out at the ocean. I was not really interested in getting too terribly vigorous down there. Just like the peace and quiet. Ate some seafood and got a little bit of South Carolina barbecue. It's a little different from what I like up here. I like Eastern North Carolina barbecue, but they make some good barbecue down there too. It's just different. And so we just enjoyed ourselves. K4HTP, KC4EZN.
We took a trip down Charleston Way a couple of Christmases ago. And last Christmas, yeah, for me, when it's in the past, it's in the past, and I don't have a good depth. But anyway, we took an excursion to see the Angel Oak, and I absolutely loved seeing that tree. It was just so incredible. So I'm curious, what kind of differences do you notice between the barbecue, the Eastern and the Western South Carolina barbecue?
Eastern North Carolina barbecue is a light vinegar based, and it's chopped. And what we got down there was pulled, and it had a vinegar base, but it was a little bit heavier vinegar. And again, it was quite tasty, but it was just a little bit different. And I guess the biggest difference was instead of being chopped, it was pulled. But barbecue is one of those things that I have found is a very local thing. I have watched some programs, and if you go from Murphy to Mateo in North Carolina, you'll get about four or five different kinds of barbecue. And it's partly how it's cooked and partly the kind of sauce they put on it. When you get down into Georgia, they've got a yellow sauce that they put on their barbecue, which I think is a mustard base, and I really didn't prefer that, but it was all very, very tasty, and we enjoyed it. Kind of glad to get back home. Fred put some trees down in the yard. I got most of that cleaned up, but spent some nice money getting that done, but it got done in a hurry, and the people did a very excellent job that I managed to find. But anyway, we're just sitting up here now trying to be real still. Haven't quite convinced myself that I want to get out into too many big crowds just yet. We managed to get the third shot the other day, and I think they said it takes like 10 days for it to become fully effective, so we're just sort of, we're not sequestered or quarantined, but we're not running out into getting the big crowds yet either. Not quite convinced that's the right thing to do, but anyway, just staying kind of busy and enjoying a little bit of things, and played with the radio, that tree that fell down in the yard took down my main antenna, and I have not got it back up yet. That's moving up the list. I've got a 89-foot long infed antenna that I use now, and it works pretty good, but just not quite the same as the old antenna, which was up about 30 feet in the air. That height does make a difference. But Wendy, we'll turn it back to you and let you go on to the next rack tour. That's about all we got here. Just glad to hear you calling the net. Glad to talk to you. Glad to hear John's doing good, too. So with that, we'll turn it back to you. KN4HTP. I'll get it straight here. It's KC4EZN, 73.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. Thank you for joining me for some RACTU. I'm pleased to hear that you've made a lot of progress on that downed tree that you had. And glad to hear you've got an antenna up, even though it's not as high as the first one. So thank you for joining me for RACTU. At this time, I'll take a break from RACTU, and we'll check and see if there are any stations wishing to check in or to comment. Any stations all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If you're listening in, we'd love to have you check in. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Next check in, Whiskey 4, Whiskey Charlie Hotel, W4, WCA. This is Jerry in the mobile, and I'm on Highway 11. In West Union, South Carolina, headed to Salem, South Carolina, and I just listened, and thanks for checking me in. I'll be negative and negative.
For HTV, KNQO November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, also negative, negative. Just kind of got here late and thought I'd take you up on the offer. Thank you.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry checking in mobile near West Union, W4WCH. Thank you for joining us tonight, Jerry. Hope you are safe out there on the roads. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith checking in from Seneca, KN4CHY. Thank you for joining us tonight, Keith. Good to hear you. All right, going to take a moment here to check with Chad, KO4NUE. What was the weather out your direction, Mr. Chad?
FTP, KO4NUE, and KO4RYP. Well, Miss Wendy, we've been on quarantine for quite some time, and this morning I just had to get out of the house, so I got in a truck this morning and went straight to the deer camp. Didn't stop anywhere to, you know, just went straight to the deer camp to check things out. And my black bear is back. He's been pestering me for about a year and a half now, I guess. And he's turned my trash can over and rubbing all on the side of the cabin, and I got black hair everywhere, which, you know, as long as he's doing that, I guess that's okay, I guess. Just stay away from me. But the other thing too is me and my wife will be leaving for France on the 27th. We decided at one time that we'd maybe put it off, but we're gonna go ahead and go to Normandy and tour the beaches of Normandy. So I've mentioned this to you before, so anybody listening in tonight that would like to possibly have a rubbing off of one of the tombstones there at Normandy, please let me know. You can shoot me an email at chadlhightower@gmail.com. But other than that, Miss Wendy, we're doing okay, I guess.
04 NUE, this is KN4HTP. I just did they called it a Bear Aware class on, it was through REI, it was just online, but it was interesting because we have some property in the mountains, in the Rocky Mountains, and we have a bear problem. Well, to me it's a bear problem, not a bear problem like you have a bear problem, but there are bears around, and my whole life we've never had bears around, so it's, you know, it's their territory. So it's just different for me to have to worry about when I'm out hiking and doing other stuff that I have to worry about, you know, making enough noise that the bears know I'm coming and they get out of my way. We have the kind that'll leave if they hear you. We did have one who came around the, there was a cabin about, I don't know, a half mile up from our property, and there was a bear who frequented them and played with the trash can and stuff like that, but I don't want to know how they solved that problem. So it was interesting that that you bring up the bear just after I did the bear safety class, but hopefully he'll lose interest and head out. I don't know if he's going to influence whether you can hunt deer or not, if he'll keep the deer. I imagine if they get a whiff of him and his fur, they'll stay away and you won't be successful with a deer hunt. But my dad just got back from a trip to Spain, and he and his wife, they got their third COVID shot before they went, and they stayed in before going, and they got their, you know, they had to show a negative test before getting on the plane, and they stayed just within their group, didn't do any shopping or eating out to avoid, you know, exposure to the virus, and they had, other than not being quite able to see everything they had originally planned, you know, I talked to him last night when he got in, and he seemed pretty happy about the trip. He just loved Barcelona. So I think hearing about your plan and your adventure, I'm excited for this to be a very meaningful trip for you. It's wonderful that you're offering to do rubbings of any headstones that are there or any other things. So when you come back on, will you give us your email again so that anyone listening in can jot that down and contact you?
KN4HTP, KO4NUE. Yes, I'll talk just for a second in case anybody needs to grab a pen or piece of paper. But I've always wanted to do a tour in Normandy, and we have contracted through email a former British soldier who is retired from the British Royal Marines, and he does military tours of the Normandy coast, and you could do a tour as if you're a Canadian soldier, or you could do a tour if you were an American soldier, or you could do a tour if you were a German soldier. So, of course, I want to see the American side, you know. But he doesn't do group tours. He just does individual for individual couples. So we are looking forward to that. And my email address is chadlhightower@gmail.com. Again, that's chadlhightower@gmail.com. And just in case Larry is listening, KK4JBQ, we'll also be staying in a watchmaker's house for about 3 or 4 days. I believe that's what my wife said. Or maybe we thought about it. I can't remember. But at any rate, we're looking forward to it. And just to go and see and try some cider and cheese, and just want to be able to see kind of what our soldiers went through trying to get into France. And I expect it to be a pretty emotional experience for me, but that's all part of it, I guess. But I may try to contact the net on Echolink and try to check in, or maybe take a couple minutes and describe